from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. There's a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until midnight for most of New Jersey, so if you're out there, be careful. A number of medical organizations are suing Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his agency over vaccine recommendations.
The suit was filed Monday in federal court. It comes after Kennedy fired all members of a vaccine panel and pulled recommendations that children and pregnant women get a COVID vaccine. The suit wants that recommendation reinstated, arguing that its removal will cost lives. Some of the groups involved in the suit include the American Public Health Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American College of Physicians. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Governor Murphy has signed a bill into law that will create a new historic distillery license. The new law will allow distilleries on the state's register of historic places to sell their alcohol. Monmouth County State Senator Declan O'Scanlan says it's a logical win-win.
We have one here in Monmouth County, Laird's Applejack, one of the oldest distilleries. They can't serve their own product and host people and create the business around tourism and people sampling their product.
O'Scanlan says the money these historic distilleries will make from selling their products will help with their upkeep. And the inaugural Atlantic City Air Show will feature an MiG-17 fighter jet, a B-25 Mitchell bomber, and four F-16 Fighting Falcons from the New Jersey National Air Guard. The inaugural Visit Atlantic City Soar and Shore Festival is scheduled for July 15th through the 17th. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7 to get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And how bad are those storms going to be? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast Track.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to stay pretty muggy tonight into tomorrow morning. We'll have clouds and fairly numerous showers, even a heavier thunderstorm or two, which could produce a flooding downpour and some gusty winds. Lows will be in the lower 70s tonight. Then by tomorrow afternoon and evening, just a spotty shower or storm. It'll be mostly cloudy. Highs will be near 80. Mostly cloudy and muggy later tomorrow night, a low near 70. Still humid Friday. Clouds and some sun and the chance for a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small-town courtesy with big-city know-how. Shop today with the dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. 77 in Phillipsburg, 81 in Princeton, 86 in Cherry Hill. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.